Today started with having a handover.
There was plenty of staff
compared to yesterday.
Thereafter, we served breakfast. I began to do my medications. I also assisted the support workers.
Personal care, the way you care for your parents.
Today, quite a few surprising things happened.
Everything's kind of unexpected.
I got complimented off the matrons for excellent care.
My manager has said she would be very happy to be cared for by me.
A family member was very grateful of our support.
There is always someone who appreciates the little things you make to them. There is always someone who's smiling at you for no reason.
That is why I'm in this profession. I just want to make a difference in the lives of others. Yeah.
Today, the hardest part of my day was trying to fit in seeing every patient that needed to be seen.
Waiting for linen to come in to be able to get on with work.
Taking the observations of the patients.
When patients' families get upset because they're in hospital. Today on my break, I just had something to eat and a chill out time.
Cup of tea and my Rice Krispies.
Served a bit of Facebook.
And then I rang my family as well.
I sat, forgot work and ate tranquilly.
I've not eaten anything yet, not had chance today.
Today I haven't had a break.
Today I heard that some patients passed away before my shift started.
Our wish is to see every one of them go back to their family, you know. When these things don't happen, we really feel it, you know, but afterward, we move on.
Today I've heard call bells, door buzzers, fire alarms.
Patients shouting out.
Lots of interesting conversations between patients.
Shouts, screams.
Laughter.
Crying.
Ops machine, IV fluids.
I've heard people smile.
The sound that was the most profound.
The fire alarm go off.
Fire alarm, because someone broke it.
Fire alarm?
The fire alarm went off. Where is it? You know, checking the toilet and the bay to see if there's anyone smoking.
Ask him, why did you press it? He said, I don't know, he was there.
The fire service, they came in and turned it off.
That's today, you know.
Today, at the end of my shift, I would reflect about how the shift has gone.
Change into my regular clothes and then hurry off to the car.
I'll go home, kick my shoes off, ask my daughter to make me a nice cup of tea and relax.
Relax and watch Champions League.
My plan is to make lots of macaroons, coconut macaroons for tomorrow for the patients.
Tomorrow, I'll wake up early and get myself ready for work because I'll be coming back tomorrow.
Probably do pretty much the same thing as what I've done today.
Tomorrow is my day off and I've got to wait in for the gas man.
Tomorrow, I'm expecting to look similar to today, but I'm hoping it will be better.
Tomorrow, I'm back again. I'm very passionate about my job.
Tomorrow is my day off. I'll look after my children in the morning before they go to school.
Tomorrow, I'll come back to work and give some macaroons away.